So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
How to make your Mondays a little bit better. It certainly worked for me this past week. In fantasy football, this is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 9, and it like Season 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Presented by Hooters, specific to the Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com for easy online ordering, information on all 11 locations, and we make special mention here of the reopened Johns Pass Village location. It took a few weeks, but Tony Metzler up and running at the very unique Johns Pass Village location, Madeira Beach, Treasure Island, phenomenal view, one-of-a-kind location in Johns Pass Village. Go see Tony at the Johns Pass Village location, one of 11, under the originalhooters.com umbrella in the greater Tampa Bay area. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com. Sorry, I'm in golf mode. Write.todd@yahoo.com for your fantasy questions. If you have interest playing in Todd Wright Tour 49, XLIX. Some details slightly delayed because of various elements of Hurricane Milton, but we'll get it done. December 14th, Saturday morning at West Chase Golf Club in Tampa. Remember, all Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments are a team format, okay? Not individual stroke play. All Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments priced $99 or less for your tournament fees. All Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments sell no mulligans that add to pace of play and enable cheating. All Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments do not oversell the golf tournament to also sacrifice your pace of play. I could go on. Just ask me questions at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you would like to play in Todd Wright Tour 49 on the morning of Saturday, December the 14th. Also, since nobody won the big grand prize this season, is a free foursome at the Innisbrook Resort that can be used on any course, and that includes Copperhead. The value on the certificate is $1,600. You do not pay cart fees. You do not pay greens fees. You do not have to pay for anything. You show up, you use the certificate, you book your foursome, you play golf. Food and beverage, yeah, you're on your own. But it's a $1,600 value. I am giving it away this season on the Todd Wright Tour. We had no winner at Todd Wright Tour 48. So the foursome rolls over and will be made available at Todd Wright Tour 49 among other prizes I will be giving away at our annual holiday golf tournament that I hope you come out and enjoy. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Thanks for allowing me to promo the golf tournament, talk about Hooters, talk about Tony Metzler. Just a couple of fantasy notes, and I mentioned in the tease about Monday. Some weeks we have one Monday night game. Some weeks we have two. Apparently the two Monday night games is going to go away, I guess, starting next year or the year after. I kind of like it. It adds another element. If one game sucks, which we've had this year, you can just go to the other one. But from a fantasy standpoint, and I've often said this on the podcast, off the podcast, I like having skin in the game on Monday in head-to-head season-long fantasy formats. Maybe it's the golf in me, where it would be the equivalent of the guy I've got to beat in a golf tournament has already finished his last hole. He's turned in his scorecard, and I know exactly the number to beat. I am still on the golf course with shots to hit, with holes to play. So it's up to me. I'm still in it. I think one of my opponents from last night felt the slow death in losing to me because he had no players on Monday. Had a very good week, a very good fantasy player, a previous league champion. It was a modest lead, but according to the projections, which I get people that complain about the Yahoo projections. I don't pay that much attention to them, to be honest. The projection said he could still win. I knew he could still win. But I felt good about what I had done. The one player in this particular matchup I had happened to be Cade Otton of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, going at my wide receiver tight end flex. And Cade Otton scored a touchdown, and I think with the overall yardage for the night would have put me over the top. Anyway, while my opponent just sits there and painfully watches this play out. Next Monday, Dolphins play Rams. The coincidence of that Monday game is the only two players that I drafted in both my leagues. One is a Ram, Cooper Kupp. One is a Dolphin, Raheem Mostert. Mostert's kind of tough to figure out. I sat on him in both leagues almost 2 months before I got anything out of him. He took a shot in the chest in week one, and then we didn't see him again for 6 weeks. But the guy led the NFL in touchdowns, rushing touchdowns last year. So I thought there has to be value here. Hung on to him in both leagues. Didn't feel I could get trade value for him. I've used him a little bit here or there. I guarantee you he'll be in one of my lineups of the two leagues, either the Coalition or the Foundation, next week. Kupp will likely be in both lineups next week. In the end, yeah, it doesn't matter. But from a vibe standpoint, from a competitive standpoint, again, the golf analogy, I'd rather still be on the course playing rather than sitting in the clubhouse watching someone else play who knows exactly what they need to do to beat me. And there's not a damn thing I can do about it. So I had that scenario this past Monday. Sometimes it doesn't work out. I'm not telling you if you don't have any Rams or Dolphins. Okay, I'm not telling you to go out and make a trade or claim for a random Ram or Dolphin just to have a player on Monday night. But it's fun to have players play on Monday in head-to-head season-long fantasy leagues, especially if your opponent is sitting in the clubhouse and has already turned in their final score. The same could apply for the Sunday night game if your opponent is done before the Sunday night game and you have a player in the Sunday night game and you're trailing even before we get to Monday. That can play out as well. Let's add something a little more to this podcast from this standpoint of the top performers. I've tried to vary what I do on the podcast every week. It's been mentally therapeutic for me with some crap that I'm dealing with the last month, some of which you know, some of which you don't. I appreciate those of you who have said you respect the way I just open the mic and talk. Thank you. That's all I can ask for you. Top performers in my scoring settings for this past weekend in fantasy football. Jackson Smith and Jigba, number one. And going into waivers this week on Yahoo, available in 17% of leagues. Probably a guy who was drafted, then dropped, picked up, then dropped. Something like that. And there he's sitting there one more time. He's a talented player. Number one for pass catchers and overall, according to my scoring settings last week, even more than Saquon Barkley, who touched the ball, I think, a ridiculous 30 times. Let me take a look. Did have some back tightness. You want to check status on that. Yeah, 30 touches of the football. Going back to week one of the season where I developed Barkley's remorse from leagues where I didn't take Barkley early. Jalen Hurts was three. We talked in recently about how Hurts very quietly was still one of the top three or four quarterbacks in fantasy football. Joe Burrow was four. Derrick Henry was five. Zay Flowers, six. Another reason I won a head-to-head matchup specific to the coalition was my opponent did not play Flowers, didn't feel Flowers was a play against the Broncos and Surtain. I don't disagree. Also, the Broncos had just recently gotten more production from a different wide receiver, and it added Deontay Johnson. Achane came in next, followed by Daniel Jones. File that away. Patrick Mahomes up to a top 10 finish, right? I like what Jay Croucher said on Peacock and the Matthew Berry Happy Hour podcast about how he felt Mahomes, prior to the Buccaneer game, had sort of turned the corner with his overall play and production, which had been questioned, especially from a fantasy standpoint, for a while. Excuse me. So Mahomes, for a quarterback finish, was QB4 off the win against the Buccaneers. Then Dobbins, it's the first time in a while Dobbins has popped up that high. Let me go to his game log. First 2 weeks were pretty big. Then not so much until week six, ironically, against Denver. But last couple weeks, both in double digits. Once against New Orleans, once against Cleveland. Then Gesicki, as some tight ends continue to flash, and I'm in the tight end market recently. I played Otten in both my leagues. I played Njoku the previous week. Then Lamar Jackson, then Chase Brown. Chase Brown owners may be a bit nervous about the acquisition of Khalil Herbert. Then Kamara, then Robinson, who got the touchdowns. I wish Cooper Kupp had scored in the Rams win over Seattle. Robinson available in 87% of leagues. Then Garrett Wilson. Then DeAndre Hopkins available in 16% of Yahoo leagues with his big game for the Chiefs. Then Josh Allen, Chuba, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was higher than Jaden Daniels in my scoring settings. Then Trevor Lawrence, Quentin Johnston. Trying to figure out who's going to be the main pass catcher for the Chargers is maddening. Kareem Hunt, still available in 14% of leagues. And then Geno Smith. Those were your top 25 last week. Any fantasy questions, send them to me. I will respond as long as you send them any day but Sunday. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. I thank you sincerely for listening.